Morning Watch, Living and Serving According to God's Economy Concerning the Church, Week 6, A Good Minister of Christ. Wednesday, Related Verses, 1 Timothy 3:15. But if I delay, I write that you may know how one ought to conduct himself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and base of the truth. John 17:17. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, an unashamed workman, cutting straight the word of the truth. 2 Corinthians 4:5-6. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. Because the God who said, "Out of darkness light shall shine," is the one who shined in our hearts to illuminate the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:1-2. And I, when I came to you, brothers, came not according to excellence of speech or of wisdom, announcing to you the mystery of God. For I did not determine to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and this one crucified. Related reading. In learning to take care of God's work, one basic lesson is to be absolute for the truth. No truth in the Bible should be entangled with man's condition. Today, man is not absolute toward the truth because he entangles the truth with his own condition. When man entangles the truth with his own condition, he feels that he cannot speak the truth if he has not experienced it. Yet we have to realize that it is not our experience that qualifies us to speak concerning a truth. Truth is absolute in itself. David said that all men speak falsehood, Psalms 12:2. When he spoke this word, he was not considering himself, because the truth is absolute. We have to sacrifice ourselves and put ourselves aside. We have to realize that the condition of an individual has nothing to do with God's truth. If truth is affected by man, the truth is no longer the truth. If the truth is not something absolute for you, you do not know God, and you do not know God's word. What I am personally cannot affect what God's truth is. So many problems in the world and so many disputes in teachings arise because of changes in human factors, not because of a change in the truth itself. What does it mean to say that the truth is absolute? 1 Timothy speaks of the pillar of the truth. Why does it say the pillar of the truth? It is because a pillar is something immovable. It cannot go up or down. It is not like a chair that can be moved from one place to another. If we are not sober, the truth will not have any effect on us. The truth cannot be entrusted to a person who walks according to his feelings. This is a great test. A man must stand on the side of the truth to oppose himself. Only by this can he maintain the truth instead of himself. Those who have never been dealt with do not know what the truth is. Some people lower the truth a little when they are wrong, and they lift up the truth a little when they are right. This means that they are like elevators. The truth goes up and down with them. Only those who have dealt with themselves are able to maintain the truth. The reason for so much darkness today is that man sacrifices the truth and forces the truth to yield to him. If you can take the truth as the unique standard, and if you have the courage to say that since the Lord has done such and such a thing, you admit that you are wrong, new light will come, and a new way will be opened to you. If you do not sacrifice the light will uplift you. Blessed are those who can go along with the truth. Only those who judge themselves have the hope of going on. Those who cannot go along with the truth, but instead lower the standard of the truth, will forever live in darkness. Light will have no way to shine on them. On the one hand, a man cannot preach the truth unless he has the experience. But on the other hand, a person has to know that the truth has nothing to do with him. If a man is brought to a point that he can no longer withstand God's word, and he finds God's word condemning him, he will receive the light. This is the basis of revelation. It is the secret of receiving revelation. Throughout history, no one who has received God's light sacrificed God's word. If we are not up to the standard of God's word, we have to catch up and we have to go along with God's word. If we cannot catch up, we can only say that we have sinned. If we do this, the way ahead will be clear and we will have more and more light. Otherwise, our reading and preaching of the truth will become vain talk and vain preaching.